Yes, so hold it, and we'll look at the Birkei Ben Yonah. The Yonah brings it down with it like this, like the Rosh does, in conjunction with the din of Pasnuma. We shall be near the side of the time made the Rav Chiya, the Amr Tzarek, to take the bracha in the past. So in order to prevent the this potential problem of bracha lebatola, therefore we advise to do it in a way which we can avoid that problem. So that's how the Yerushalmi understands it. Do you need to make a second bracha? So over there, his kavanah was alosim shibayim, but over here, his kavanah was he didn't have kavanah shibayim b'yilam tzehenu. So does he mean that he had did he intend to eat other termusim or not? So the Taz is going to learn in the Rabbeinu Yonah that he had no intention to eat other termusim. So that's why it's not like the amas amayim. In case he had intention to eat other termusim, it's like amas amayim, and then the bracha would go on the other termusim, would not be a problem. My Mordechai has a long arichus to say that's not correct. There's no indication that he's saying that the bracha goes in what's in your hand. He had no intention this one should fall and should be might say it. He wasn't discussing, but the case of Masumayim, his goal is he started the bracha with mayim A in front of him, but he knows the bracha is only going to go on B, not on A. So that was his kavanah. The bracha is not on this, it's on that. Over here, you know, kavanah, the bracha is on this, not on this, it's on that. He assumed the bracha is on this. So, and now this is gone. So, but he wouldn't say he wasn't going to eat the other thing. That's not Shteinish and Taz. Mishabura learns Rabbeinu Yonah like the Maamar Mordechai. So just pointing out, look, that you know the debate how to understand this point in the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Taz says the master from the Rabbeinu Yonah that he had no kavanah to eat everything else, but had he had kavanah, it would be like Amos and Mayim. And he says they said that that's not Murchuk Bechlau. And therefore, the Mishabura, the Bir Lacha, when he brings it down, he says he assumes that the Tosis Rosh and the Ben Yonah are all saying the same shita. Even though you had kavanah to eat the other ones, the bracha is chal on that which you have in your hand, and once that's gone, you need a new bracha. So the point over here is it fell down and it's gone. You can't get it. So it doesn't mention that point that it's gone, because it means if you're able to retrieve it, even though there might be some time lapse in between the bracha, the falling, and the retrieval, but as long as you didn't speak in between, you wouldn't need another bracha. That's what you had a bracha on. The fact that it fell doesn't, it's not a hafkoah on that. You should have said, like it says in the next case of the Pugla, that it might, you end up not getting it, you end up not having it. So why does he mention that point? So he says, Tol Surfer, who should have mentioned that, right? Because if you would retrieve it, even though there's going to be, so it means it's an interesting scenario. Let's say, for argument's sake, so He held the fruits. He dropped it. He said, "Oh my!" He thought to himself. He didn't say anything. He thought to himself, "Oh my gosh, I lost the fruit." So in a certain sense, he was Mashiach Das from eating that fruit. Then the Maisi, he searches out and he finds the fruit. Does he need a new bracha or not? So the parasha is the reading of the Ben Yonah. You do not need a new bracha in that case. The bracha should be said when it's not porous yet. You're going to be porous it now. Then he says the same thing as Rosh, even when the Talmud, the Bavli doesn't agree with the Yishama, that's the reason, but if it didn't, it could still be true. Fine. Okay, fine. So it's debatable how to understand the Ben Yonah, but it seems to be the Hakro over that, and he's adding a Kenech, the second case really is... What did he have kavana on the other fruits or not? I'm gonna start at the start of the tour, and so. I think I gave you the non bimkamai tours first, right? Yeah, so let's do that. So Simukubain Zion is dealing with the sugya of Dor Maboy Machnas Asuda, which I had some draft you'd be holding there ready. When I originally envisioned this man. We spoke about it multiple times. It works but you saw it and it didn't have Ikar and Tafel. Zitmar plug is Amaroyan. So they brought Tanim and Abu Suda. So Rehuna says he needs a bracha lefneyem and not achareyem. Nachman says he needs a bracha lifneyem, not achareyem. Rashesh says he needs a bracha lifneyem, not achareyem. Rapapa says, then the Mor says a pligi, the Rebkiya, that says, pas b'teres kol minim Michael, not like what Rashesh just said that needs a bracha b'sharna. Rapapa says, hechos the dvar m'boi machim as a suda, b'sech suda, ain tunim bracha lo lifneyem, lo achareyem. Shalom Achra Suda, Besech Suda needs a bracha lifneim, and not afterwards. Achra Suda needs a bracha menachem and achareim. Okay, so on that, Repulpa said the Dvar Maboy Besech Suda Machmas Suda, right? The Havilu Hutzvela, Rashi says. So therefore, if it's a din tafel, so it doesn't need a bracha. So Tosfos asks, Ma'akim Ashmalon. So if it's a din of tafel, so what's the chiddush of this sugya? We know that it's a mishnah. Ikra and tafel is a mishnah. So that's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So on that, Kasha. The Baal HaMor comes along and says, It came alafes. The woman by Machmas Asura came alafes. So they don't need a bracha before or afterwards because they're tofel. If you turn my kamashla, must this in he. Zakal kol shuikir bimay tvela, mavorach alikir partis at tvela. So that's his kasha. Now, we would have said, which is not the answer that the Baal HaMor gives, we would have said, it's a chiddush. Because the case of ikr and tofel, you're eating the ikr and tofel together. Right, the chiddush of over here is even if you don't eat it mamash together, but since the derech is that these are foods which come to lapis as a pas, they're considered tofel to the pas even if you don't eat it together with the pas. Right, but that's not what he says. So he says tzricha. Dima mastis and have a mina hani mila b'davar shabba ima pas. He borach a rifta havidai te'ele nami. They weren't there. He wasn't thinking about them. So maybe that halacha that al sedin of ikr and tofel, if I have the ikr and I have the tofel sitting in front of me and I make the bracha on the ikr goes on the tofel. But over here I made a bracha on the pas and now they bring me to Einim. Well, not Tainim. They bring me so much malafas as a pass. So I would think maybe that doesn't work. Kamash Malon, Emel the boy bracha the tefila. Kamash Malon the kima the tefila nino the boy bracha. That's the Baal HaMor that the Rashi is referring to. He's come to answer. Tosis doesn't learn the Gemara like Rashi, but that's what the Baal HaMor learns to answer Rashi. He doesn't quote Rashi. He learns the Gemara like Rashi. He asked the Kasha, the Taisa asked on Rashi. He says, why does a Kiddush, and it's not, we wouldn't know this based on the regular rules of Ikra and Tufel. I would not have known from the Mishnah automatically this did. Because of the Rashba, B'Shem Harav Rebbeinu Zerachyo, which is the Baal HaMor, if you first Rashi, Rapapa Shmina Nabi Shaloi Hoya Paris, the fun of Bashar Shabira Halapas, Kim the Lafis is a pass, same boy, and Tun Bracha Kalal. So that's what he says. Zabi Shakol boy, Kosum Shia Sharman, the Paris Shahubu Akra Mutsi Verkal Samima Pass, but the Daito, the Sark Bracha Lifneim. I'm who will show him Karma Mutsi Shuva and Sark Bracha Lifneim Lacharim. So the Kalabo says, no, if it's there, Bashas. The bracha, so the bracha in the past goes on those tables. But if it's not there, b'shas the bracha, it doesn't work. Nirim diber harabim benos zarchio the kima the daita yaluyu kena b'shulka b'shas bracha may have it. Okay. So those are fighting words. Kima daita yaluyu. So means it has to be that he's planning to have it. That the bracha should go on something which is not there for shas the bracha. So that's the first step of the kiddush, right? So we understand that, and we're used to this musig. You know, you bring more things, right? Another thing that the tailor shas make the bracha, right? But that's not a problem. That's the meal, right? But now we're wondering why taka yeah. So what you're holding in your hands. It's a dinner bracha. That's good. What I have das on, maybe that's also called a bracha. Maybe you need it to be befun of. The bracha is called whatever is here. Bershom, thank you for this bounty that I have. So I would argue such a possibility. But no, that's not true. You don't need it befun of. And that's the dinner, which the Sifhei and Reish Vav, that if the person made the bracha, The scenario which we're discussing over here, that you're moving to the second food and the bracha doesn't work on the second food because the first food was lost, So I'm now replacing the first food with the second food. I need a new bracha. But a case where I eat the first and the second food, that seems to be okay. I don't need a new bracha. If the halacha is that every time you go to a new food, you need a new bracha, so what's the chiddush of the din of Shemusa? He made a bracha on the first food, but he didn't eat the first food. He ate the first food. Now he's eating the second one. He needs a new bracha. So of course you need a bracha on the second one. Even if you didn't fall, you need a bracha. Kabbal Hermit fell. Right? So I said, Elamai, no. If you go for the first food to the second food, you don't need a new bracha. But over here, since you, even though you went from the first food to the second food, but since you never ate the first food, the bracha wasn't God, you need a new bracha on the second one. Right? That's the hemshuk of our din over here, right? That's why it's clumped together in Reish Vav. So you see, you can go from bracha from one to the next, and it works. Okay. Now, do you see from our case over here, even if you brought the food later on? That's going to be quite challenging. Where do you see that over here? The case was that there was, like Rosh Hashanah, there was Tirmusim sitting in front of you, and you made a bracha on Tirmus number one. And the current of the Rosh, you even planned to eat Tirmus number two. And in that we say, you know, yes, no bracha, not no bracha. If you ate Tirmus number one, you can eat Tirmus number two based on the bracha number one. If you didn't, you need a new bracha. But maybe the food which is there, you don't need a bracha. So the Torah says, and the Shulchan Aruch passed like that in Reish Vav, the bracha from even new food which is brought, it works. So he says, well, if that's true, that's this din. Now, but the presentation of the Rashba is, he starts with saying, it was Daitai Eluyu. The king of the Daitai Eluyu, Ken B'Shulchan B'Shas Bracha, may have me. But if I'm going to bring new food, which it wasn't Daitai Eluyu, I'm writing a new bracha. Then he first says that he made a bracha in front of him, and they vi lo yosim yosim in. They brought to him. Was he, what was his das? Not clear. Miu. Hecha sha'acha shabirach alapas, shochel mi beis acherim. Shem asamech aleim, v'lo ha'yadaita alav, darin. Right? I feel him midvorm shadarkum lovo l'lapis v'hem esapas, nir shetzarch l'brochel yifneim. That a mamash nimlach shekabeh brochel l'vanav. That's like a new Maisa Achila. It's not a Hemshech. There was no intention, expectation of such a thing. Okay. Okay. Matzos, the Sefer Parshas. I will ask Rav Ein Sarach the Brichos of Mazon Patros. Sharuma asked before I make the bracha or after I make the bracha. It's like being Paris after the bracha. Just be see us at Shemayas. The case over here was that there's no water being brought. I'm Samayim. But since I'm Samech Olav, that it's going to come. So the bracha works. So let's say my neighbor says, I know you're starting supper right now. I mamash have a great piece of meat I want to send over for supper for you. Right? And it says, I'm telling you it's ready to go. I just have to bring it over. I'll be there in a few minutes. It says, well, I'll start your meal. She says, I'm waiting. Now the guy walks in with the meat. Says, like Amasamayim, it's not telling me that's a kerim. Over here, telling me that's a kerim. The guy can change his mind and say, you know what? I don't like Rangel so much. I'm not going to bring it. You know, he can say that. But he said he's going to do it. Lashon over is, that was, he says, Shenu Samech Aleim, Samech Aleim, B'lo Ha Yudaito Alob Darin. Lo Hilaito Alob Kama Darin. They sent him a Darin. He wasn't Samech Aleim, and it wasn't Daito Alob. It sounds like if it was Hiftiach Aleim, then you're going to bring it. So it was Daito Alob. That's like Amos Amayim. That's how the Mishavur understands the Beis Yosef Shita would be that a case where he was Mavtiach that they're going to bring it, then the bracha, you would not need a bracha. So the bracha is chal on food which is b'chal not here because you're planning to eat it. That's a Kiddush Ramos of mine. So what's the problem over here? There was no expectation at all that such a thing should be. So therefore the bracha doesn't work. So that blibe is, he says the blibe is nimlach. It's like, it's a new expectation. So Amos Amayim, the Milo Abbas Amayim, the Devari that's going to come, it allows me to say the bracha is chal on something which is chal not here, b'shas bracha. So, but that's in conjunction with Das. The Kiddush of Reish Vav, Sif Hei, was even if I didn't have Das, it's going to work. That is interesting, that the Rashba doesn't seem to... He seems to lump the two things together. The Beis Yosef understands that the Rashi would lump the two things together.
Somebody doesn't have Das on, like, he didn't tell you he was going to bring it, but you know every week he brings it. Every week we have breakfast together, and he always brings the whatever.
Yeah, it'd be the same thing.
Because I'm having Das.
I mean, some people love it. I mean, I have Das.
And,
yeah.
He didn't tell me
from
today,
so. Yeah, I'm sorry.
If
something's baking
in the oven,
it's not a mezuzah
yet, but it's going
to
be
a mezuzah. Okay, or you had raw chicken. The chicken's still cooking. You're going to serve fresh chicken. We'll have the first three courses. If you dump them, she says she made fresh chicken out of it. So it's mama's coming straight out of the oven. All right. So is the bracha chal in it? B'shas you make the bracha, or is the bracha chal when you bring it? Right, that's your question.
We know it's
going to
be changed.
Right, so you can say the question in a little bit of a different form. Is that I'm having bracha das that should be effective now because of that it'll be something which is edible, or that'll be mezarnis as opposed to shahako, or adama. I'm cooking rice, and right now I put it in, it's still hadama, and when the time is finished, you're cooking it to mezuzahs. Right? That's why you're asking the question. So I'm going to say, throw out the question, so what's the getter of the bracha? So in Reish Vav, it says, hey, I made a bracha on fruits. So the fruits that I had das on, I understand. So the bracha is chal on the fruit, even though it's in a different room. The bracha is chal on the meat, which is in my neighbor's house. But I had no das, but it's the same min, so the bracha is effective. Or pass on the malafsim as a pass is the same thing as what the Beis Yosef is saying is as apples to apples. So meat to pass is the same thing as apples to apples. They bring me the apple half an hour later. Right? It's a finished one. He says, "Do you want to see? I'll take another one." It's the same min, so the bracha is effective. Where is the bracha on it? So it works with, so the Rasha works with greira. So you have to with greira. So the same thing with the case with the pass with the malafsin. It's a din of greira. Okay. Now. So in Siman Kuvayin test. So Siman Test is the dinim of Nimlach. So Kufayin Zayin is the Lachos of Dor Mavoy Machmos Asuna. Kufayin Test is the dinim of Nimlach. The person reaches the end of the meal, he starts not eating anymore, and then he changes his mind, decides to eat some more. So at some point, the bracha is no longer effective. So interesting, Magen Ram says, so the person says a brain of flushes. So there's two, and then he decides to eat some more. So he's in the bracha. Let's say he made the bread and horses betos. So he has two scenarios based on the horses betos. One is he believes that there's no more food, so he's misal das and mechila. The other one is he believes that the lachos he's supposed to bread and horses right now. Right. He just learned in yeshiva, Baal Tshuva, he's supposed to be Ben Hoshin after school, so he drinks his coffee, he says Ben Hoshin. So he's still planning to eat some more. Zinin Rebracha Rishonah. He says Ben Hoshin. He says, no. You're a Masal Das to Mechila. The reason why Ben Hoshin is the Gemara Suda that you need no bracha is not because a bracha karna ends the meal. It's because bracha karna is indicative of the fact that you ended your meal. Because you only have to say it once you finish. Well, apparently you finished. So you're Masal Das. So, and the hepech. Right? If a person did not say bracha karna yet, and his side's not eating anymore, so if it's a true haklata, so, you know, the Rishon already discussed, is it true haklata or not? And maybe, you know, even though they say they're not eating anymore, that people still eat some more. Right? It's a true haklata. Right? But in a scenario where it's a true haklata, so then you want to eat some more, you need a bracha. I didn't say bracha karni yet, so what? But the chila, you add the chila, that's a dirim nimla. Last year I had a whole series of questions with the one of the girls' classes. They wanted to know, they sent a whole series of questions of different scenarios of what's called nimla, you know, on a diet. Your mother offers you, like, you know, more stuff. You say, no, I'm on a diet, I'm not eating anymore. You leave the table, you go sit down, you start reading a book, etc. You didn't say bracha karni yet because, you know, you'll come back to join your family for benching, whatever it is. Then she brings out brownies. You say, you know what, Tak, I am interested in eating some more. So do you need a bracha on the brownies or not? You know, scenarios like that, you know. Are you really a nimla? Nowadays, I'm not sure anybody's... Kriyas Das is really Kriyas Das about anything. Okay. Okay, so that's an interesting case. Because actually there's a case like that. Let's see. So over here in Kufa in Tess, it's valid. So it's from the. It's a point that the Beis Yosef brings that the Torah doesn't discuss. Kosov Kolbay B'Shem Haram K'Shadam Nichlas the Beis Chaveroi B'Yem Shem Chaburas Har Beis Arklim. He wasn't invited to eat. He just walked in, and you know, so somebody offers him a drink. Klachem Moshe Lekosim Vorchal Kol Echad V'Chad V'Brei Pri Agopin Kibul Kol Pam Hu Nimlach. So he walks in and says, you know, somebody offers him, hey, have a cup of wine. So he makes a rip your golfing. A little while later, he walks down the table and he sees, he stops by Yaakov, says, hello, Yaakov. He says, yeah, why don't you have a little bit of wine? It's good. Goes to the barrel and says, why don't you have a little bit of wine? He needs a little rip your golfing. Because he wasn't coming to drink. It wasn't his intent. It happened to me. Somebody offers to him. But that's not a hemship. The new Meister Shtiyah is nothing with the first Meister Shtiyah. It's an Imlach. So you need a new broth in each one of them. Okay.
It's only because he thinks it's going to be new. He's expecting.
So then, you know, so, but in a scenario, So there's a Gemara about this. There's a Gemara about this case. The more Membezim and Aleph, and Hemshech of that Sugya over there, from Doran by Machlan Asuda. So the Gemara says, Papa Iklan Bay Rav Huna Braider of Nosan, boss of the Gamasu Sayo, they finished the meal, finished eating. Asakumah immediately mechel. They brought some more food. Shagra Papa Bakaochel. Your papa ate it. Amalay, Lasaba Lamar, Gomer Osir Milechel. And when the meal is finished, so Osulechel. Rashi says, what do you mean Osulechel? So that's Mechokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say it's also Lechol. Because you have to bench, but once you're Gomer Nasuda, you're not supposed to do something else. You're supposed to bench. You're not allowed to get involved in anything else. Rashi learns, Asim lech kol ashi bar berchaz mazum yachti baruch al abon lefonav. The kim and the gomer asak taitim baruch v'shano misudosek. So that's once your gomer, your masik das, sich das, and then you're not supposed to eat again. You have to bench because that's you're now mechuyev to bench for what you've done, and then you make a new baruch v'shano. She says, Amar lahu salak itmar. It's only their masalat alechem. They weren't masalat alechem yet. Okay. Robert of Zera equal to Beirish Kalusa. The Muslim Sleek who talked to him and came out, they took away the table. Shadulahu Ristuna mi Beirish Kalusa. So, I have no idea what Ristuna is, but it's a food. So, they took the table away. That's Mamar Siluk. And then the Beirish Kalusas gave another food. Rava also, Rabzera lo also. So, Omele lo Sava lamar Siluk osim menachol. This is Mamar Siluk. Omele, I'm not attacking the Beirish Kalusas samchinen. I'm a guest in their house. So I'm not the one who decides. If they decide to serve food after Siluk, means the meal's not over. Vein siluk kusei no siluk shetheno im yisa masos meis ponov elenu noichol. Right, so we decided we're finished. Right, that's what we thought, but we found out we were wrong. So it's not a real siluk. Tosfos says. Attack of Rishalusa, the second one. Samkinan. Kishurogo lecho mine peiris. V'ilam zera achazeh. The minute was at the end of the meal, they would serve peiris. And they'd bring multiple peiris. Yeshem Rishasarach Lubaracha kolchad v'chad. The fish enum yardim imitim lehem balabais yoser. You're not sure if you're going to get more. So they said, you know the derech was to bring peiris at the end of the meal. So they put out some apples. So they ate an apple. They put out some pears. You didn't know for sure it was going to come or not. Tinu bracha, menira no. Shein tzar lebarach l'fisha sem al shulchan balabayis b'hanu derish kalusa. That's this din. The balabayis knows what he's planning to do. The fact that you are not sure what he's planning to do that's not called a siluk. But on the other hand, that's because there's sem al shulchan balabayis. Right. I mean, there's somebody who is talking to the balabas who's deciding what the meal is. So. Let's say in your Acosta scenario, if there be a person who the person who runs and says he's keeping an eye on the Acosta and says he needs water, go bring him water. There's somebody in charge, as it were. That's I mean samech on him, but that's not true. It's called dichvin yesay. Everyone who wants is decides to bring the Acosta some water. It might be once, it might be five times. Each one is a new meister. I'm not asking, just pointing out. Atah the Rish Kalusa something in the previous doses. Okay. Mishashoch lechol afikaymen. Bamer havlon and benavrich. The person did not need afikaymen yet. He said, "Let's bench." So saying, "Let's bench," it's a siluk adas. What is it? You can bench means you can sell das reading. They said, "Oh my gosh, we forgot the afikaymen." So what's the halacha? You have to bench because you're not allowed to eat. What you're going to say is das. He says, no. Ainut hezek adas, danan ataka de rachmona simchinen. So, your real das is the balabas is deciding what the meal is supposed to look like. Rosh is the balabas, and he says that there's supposed to be another course. You decided that you were salad, you thought that the course, it's over. But you're not the balabas. The Balabas says there's another course. So he says you don't need a new broth.
Isn't that mashma, that scenario where I said before when you make a bar in fashas, the tongues, the first scenario, the person thought he was done eating, but then he realized there was more food. Isn't that mashma over there that should be a real sila?
It is. If you thought there's no more food, and you make a bar in fashas, you need a new broth. The Magen Rambam's case is a case where a person believed the halacha is supposed to say bread and fashas even before you finished eating.
Okay, so we're just saying it's different
between scenario one, scenario two. Right. So in the case where he mistakenly so he believed that there's no more food. See, if he's not the balabos.
Yeah.
So then that's the sin over here. Like, you know, even he made a bracha chorna, but the maisa. See, if your decision, I can't eat anymore. Whatever he serves me, I'm not going to eat. But Kol Hashir Mechobalavai says, say, Chutz Mitzei, he makes me dessert, I'll eat dessert, you know. Right? So I'm not really going to sell it to us. Okay. Now, so. So that the Torah says, Misha Samach al Shulchan Akerim, Afila Omer Havon Nibrich, Lehavish Hes Chadas, Achimer Oysa Balabas. That the Balabas has to say, not you. So when the guest says, you know, can we bench? Or let's bench. The Balabas says, no, let's not bench. All right? So you're not the Balabas to make that decision. So it's not considered Sila Gadas. So here's a scenario where the person's mind, he's pashut, finished eating. He's mesir das. He's not interested in eating anymore. He's not planning to eat anymore. But hayos, the shame suda is still going. It's a case of pas over here, right? But labdavka is in a pas. In the case where you're kameya suda for something else, you know, and he brings out one type of meat, the second type of meat, third type of meat. He says, oh, I'm done eating meat. Let's not say random pashas. He says, no, one more type of meat. So it's the same din. So it means so the din of Hesek Hadas, just like we had at the beginning over there, it's shayach, the bracha should be nimshach to another food, even though I didn't have das for it, through a greater concept. So my das sometimes is a true siluk, is a true siluk. But lav da, there's a siluk which I have das, not to eat anymore, but the mice, it's not a siluk. Semelo the brachas nimshach. Kosa words the Kol is weiter and I say Shem Ram also Shem Ram, which is Kesha Oichlam Beis Minei Peres the Gimel Afila Min Echad. The main Kol Mufana B'Shal Shem Mavarach Al Kol Achas B'Shal Achas Mavarach Al Kol Achas V'Achas Levadi Bracha Mishana and they Hesek Hadas. I will bracha chorna. So that akhara is not going to stem with the din of the tour later on. We hear Rav Rebbeinu Peretz on that. Rebbeinu Peretz adds, "Kishalom oichel bebeis chaveroi, gan brismila purim, daila bracha achzakula. If he'll call him in zeh, cut him shiyobi lo min acher." So the Kolbo is not like him. Now the Kolbo argued before in the din of the Rashba also. The Kolbo said, "Kishiyesh, Omrim the Peres Shuhu Vacher Moitzi Oichel Asam in the past, but the Daita Vitzarach Brach Lifneim because they weren't there b'shas on the Shulchan." Right. So this is weiter the same thought process. But now we have the gears of Tosis. The Beis Yosef didn't have all that. He just said, "V'hanu v'irish galusa." But V'nira, he's explaining that he didn't have those words. That's what Tosfos meant. So that's the main, this musig of each time somebody offers him a kais, he needs a new bracha. Even food they give him. Adam Koshim knows that you have to offer the shamish each type of the food that they present. The shamish has to be offered some of the food. Adam Koshim doesn't know that, so he doesn't expect to get it. And when they offered him, he said, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much!" So he's in the bracha. He's in imlach each time. So al arech yedehu sheyaviyu lo lecha v'lishas kol tzarcha v'yoser u'machalim v'peres u'minim u'minim shaynim. So it was interesting, Oyser of the Beis Yosef, that he says the getter is that you have das, a koma ashiyir lefonov. So it seems to boil down to swarv das. Your das is whatever the balabos says. That's your das. So, but the mice, it's a swarv das. So calls Achdus into the sugyas. I think it's it comes back to the brachas. Are they nimshach through a process of greira, or are they nimshach through a process of the Beis Yosef said before that he's comfortable with new peiros being brought. It's not das when I'm the Baal HaBayis, and I didn't have das. But as long as it's I can perceive it as a hemshach of the first achila. So I don't need a bracha. I didn't have das on it. I don't need das. Now, so like, why do you need that the person makes the bracha having das on these things? He's sort of like, just make a bracha, and the meal will be nigra, or whatever the Baal HaBayis presents. That's the meal. Why does he need a sort of das? So I think that's some of the challenges we have here in the sugya. I imagine all of them did not see the return race of yet. Right? You didn't see this either. I hear from that woo. Okay. So I'm not going to do that yet. So I don't. There's actually not too much in Shulchan Aruch and Nesek Kelim on these sifrim, but in both places. So just it's a good background. So the main place, you know, we'll work on is Reish Vav. So that's Hashem on Thursday. We'll touch on the. We'll get into Reish Vav. There's, you know, and there's the kasha from Yerodea in the Siman Yutes. It's probably good to see that as well. Okay. I guess I have a few minutes. So that's.